with the private group that we're talking to now, trying to think of for a couple of minutes, watching the clock to honor your hour thing here, what they would most like to hear about. And I think most of them are pretty aware of what's going on in the world. And we're in a non-censored environment in this group here at the moment. And they're worried about it. And the whole spirit that you expressed on the main show, which now will be last week for the people that you're talking to now, is instead of the complaining and worrying attitude that's so easy to fall into, because there appears to be very justified right now. Mm-hmm. How do you turn that around into the creating attitude, no matter what looks horrible on the outside?
Yeah.
Instead of falling down in front of it, you know?
A great example of that is, there was this African-American gentleman or elderly gentleman that I forget what city and state it was in. He got denied access to like a country club, like a golf country club.
Okay.
He literally worked hard, saved money, bought land, and built his own golf course.
Wow.
Golf, the game is already complicated. The game itself.
You're right.
To save the money and buy the land and then build the golf course, it's amazing. Another example is, and that's an example of a solutionary mindset.
And how he responded to all the things that must have come up that could have been discouraging to him.
Just I'm focused on the goal. I remember one time Will Smith said, it was a deeper conversation, but he said, you know, it's almost like I don't have a plan B because plan B distracts me from plan A.
It means you're ready to give up, right?
Yeah. And so you just make a decision to just do a thing. And again, if you want to, you know, I have friends that don't like the mask thing, but they do it to like, all right, cool. I don't feel like hearing this person. To them, it's not that big of a deal. So I'm not going to judge you for those moments where you maneuver, whatever, whatever.
Right.
But if you're a person that is really like, I don't like this thing, do not waste 1 second in arguing that other people, the people that are trying to implement this captive mind thing across the globe, they're working so hard to make the PR seem like they're winning because they know that they're not. And they're just creating the world that they want.
Yeah.
Like I want to control things. I would prefer me being in control and each person having their own individual thing. So if I can convince people to believe that, then that's what they're doing with their side of the chessboard.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I hope no one that ever sees this is ever in a self-defensive shooting, right?
Right.
But when you're in a shooting, you know, it's not like the movies, like in TV shows. One of the shows that I'm watching right now is a show called Blacklist. And I'm really intrigued by the show. But anyway, when the good guys are like shooting the bad guys, they'll shoot them and they like just shoot one bullet and that person gets hit. And they
I know like, it's totally silent and instant.
It's like that's not how it goes. But in real life, the bad guy gets to say, too.
Right.
The bad guy gets to like, no, you shot me once, but it hit right here in the shoulder and I'm right handed and I can shoot back at you.
Right.
The bad guy gets to say. And when you're playing chess, you're trying to win against the person on the other side of the board. When they make a good move, it's good for them. It's just may not be so good for you because you have your own agenda.
Right.
You don't just like get up and like knock the chessboard over. You just play it out. You either have the skills to win the game. I'm saying individuals that have that mentality to I want freedom. We can collectively work together by supporting each other's individual and collective causes to create what we want. just like the people that, you know, the world is pretty much economically, at least, right, is dictated. A lot of it is dictated by a handful of, you know, older dudes.
Very like few.
Right. With a lot of resources, right? But real they small still problems. Need your compliance.
Yeah.
For it to work. So there's beauty in that fact. You can't, with all of the money in the world, you still have to work really hard to trick people constantly, not let up. Your life becomes enslavement too, because you have to enslave yourself to try to enslave everybody else.
Well, they made a school system to help people being insane as well.
And you know what's beautiful about that? I looked up and I saw something that said, because again, it's not about race per se, but when I saw that the largest group of homeschooled school ethnic group is Black people.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's like, it's great because it's like, oh, that's the area that they absolutely wanted to control and manipulate.
Or eliminate it completely. Yeah.
Right. So if that demographic is going like, nah, I'm just going to pull my, you know, my daughter, I have custody of my 5-year-old.
Okay.
She's homeschooled. I took her out of school. No, thank you.
Wow. You saved her life.
You know, and so recognizing how much power we have.
Right.
Is the first step. And it's a beautiful step. The next step is asking yourself, am I willing to exercise the amount of spiritual discipline and delayed gratification to get the thing that I want most, more than the thing that I want right now? You know, because they'll give you, listen, you can come in here and you can, the stores that some of them, if they'll like really adamant about this, I want to see you have the mask on your face thing.
Yeah.
I'll just leave.
Right.
I want my bodily autonomy in the long run, more than I want like that cigar now.
Right.
And these are the things and the tools and techniques to the people in the group listening now. These are the questions that you have to ask yourself. And don't beat yourself up if you say, nah, I just want the cigar. Cool. You're just not at that point right now. And you'll continue to get what be in alignment with what the oligarchs want you to have. And that's fine because you've accepted it. You want that too. But if that's not what you are and that's not what you want, you have way more power than you may even be tapping into right now.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
So that's my view on that for people that need that in this moment right now.
Yeah, in other words,
the irony is you're globally, you're actually winning.
Yeah.
They just working real hard and they got media to make it look like it. There was a city in some country, I forget what it was, last week, they had over 500,000 people marching in the streets opposing mandates and COVID jab and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's happening all over the place now.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole issue is get in touch. You mentioned the power that you have that's more than you think. It's actually so much more than you think. It's indescribable.
Yep.
So it's just get in touch with that for real, not just to talk about it, but experience right. it.
Get in. You experience it by sticking to it and exercising a little discipline, a little spiritual discipline, a little economic discipline, a little social discipline. And also accept that, hey, some people choose. Freedom doesn't just mean the stuff that you want. Freedom right. means they want that for them. And that's fine. Some people wanted to stay in captivity in any type of slavery in world history. Some people just were like, yo, man, we're just going to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
They want it. Freedom dictates that you respect that group of people that view it that way. That's what they want. And right. if that's not what you want, you have plenty of support for people that want or are like-minded and are on the same frequency as you are.
And I guess you can create anything as long as you believe it's possible, right?
Everything that you can imagine is real.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said about the car, it already exists. Just hasn't showed up yet.
That's all. That's all.
Everything exists.
I said I wanted an RV 5, 7, 8, 10 years ago. Man, I would really love. I have the exact same RV that I used to like, man, that's a real cool RV. I have the exact same RV.
Wow.
Exact same one.
So you just didn't have any doubt that you would have it?
Nah. I was too busy doing stuff, and I just let my vortex open up when it was time for it. That's all. I got a Bentley. You'll see.
Yeah. Well, two things, I think. One is that I have a feeling that it would be good to, I don't know when there's time, but we should communicate about some of these deeper issues, because it is going to have an effect on what happens to the world.
Let's next time do a 2-hour cut sometime next week.
Yeah, and then get deeper into it. You want to do it? Can you do it that soon?
Yeah. I mean, all I'm doing right now is the Solutionary Center. And I'm slowly kind of going back into social media world. But yeah.
The reason I ask,
yeah,
you know, instead of the usual waiting a year or something for a guest to come back, is that what I see in you and your energy and consciousness is it needs to be more common. Mm-hmm. And it's not that everybody doesn't have it, because they do, but everybody's not aware that they have it.
Yeah.
And that's unusual. So right now I'm watching, you know, things in the world, and the only real solution, speaking of solutions, that I see for what the bad guys want to impose, which I think is to eliminate life completely, ideally, that's what they're after, including themselves. And I've looked at that a long time, is that consciousness coming from the side of light, which is reality, is way stronger than darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top dark level, they know that. Mm-hmm. And that's their biggest fear, even though it's what would rescue them.
Right.
Because under their mountains of bad programming, they're the same as us. They're you in another form.
Right.
Right. And so getting in touch with this and accelerating it is what I'd like to get into more. And so that's one thing. And the other one is, your talk with RZA was really good. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you think he's somebody we should try to have on the show.
Absolutely. That's a good brother of mine. He's a good brother. He's tapped in. And he's another brother that'll say, you know, listen, we have specific community issues that we got to deal with, but don't get it twisted. This isn't about hating anybody else. That's dumb.
See, that's really valuable to, I mean, it should be obvious, but these days it's really valuable to actually see that.
Right.
You know, because anybody who hates anybody really hates themselves underneath.
You're just talking to you.
Yeah. It's exciting to me to run into anybody that knows that. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, I agree with you on unlimited power. And I think we all have that, but it's a matter of getting it real. So you actually feel like you are that.
Yep.
And these are our costumes, right? They're amazing conscious costumes. They're not solid. And the person who lives in the costume is who we're talking to.
100%.
Which happens to be you in another form. Hey,
that's all.
All right. Sounds good. And when the broadcast is going out, we'll give you the links to share it to.
Yep. Send me the link.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Maraj.
Talk to you in a bit.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Peace, y'all. Happy Turkey Day.
Okay.
You too. Thanks, Maraj.
Mm-hmm. Peace.